Hi, folks. Just a quick note, even though I may say something to the contrary, this is episode 966, not 968. So that whole 1968 connection you're going to hear about, yeah, doesn't exist. It's 966. Enjoy! Coming up on episode number 968, well, it's time to go back into the Wayback Machine and look at the songs on this date way back in 1968. See, it's episode 968, so we're going back to 1968, 45 years ago, to look at some of the top songs that were on the Billboard charts on this day. But, of course, as we do here on Coverville, we're going to look at it with covers. Of course, it is This Day in Covers, 1968, and it's coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a little hoo-hoo. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It is Tuesday, June 4th, 2013. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another cover edition of Coverville, another This Day in Covers edition, where we're going back to the year 1968, to June 4th, 1968, exactly 45 years ago. And normally we would do the top 10, right? But songs 8, 9, and 10 on the charts, as a matter of fact, songs 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12, don't have really good covers that I wanted to play on the show. So we're actually going to do, we're going to start at 15, we're going to count down to 13, and then we're going to do the top 7, because the top 7 are top-notch. Oh, maybe you need a program. Do you need a program to figure all this out, to be able to play along? I don't think you do. Let's do the, we'll do it really easy. As a matter of fact, the first set will be songs 15, 14, and 13. Let's start with a song that was number 15 on the charts on this day in 1968, originally by Tom Jones. And how high did this thing go? 15 was actually the highest it ever went. And it stayed on the chart for 15 weeks. Here are the Leningrad Cowboys from their album Happy Together and their cover of Delilah.
Take any and she laughed no more. My, my, my Delilah. Why, Delilah? Life before they came to break down the door. Forgive me, Delilah, I just couldn't take anymore. My, my, my Delilah. Why, Delilah. Life before they came to break down the door. Forgive me, Delilah, I just couldn't take anymore.
There'll be no strings to bind your hands, not if my love can't bind your heart. And there's no need to take a stand, for it was I who chose to start. I see no reason to take me home. I am old enough to face the dawn. Well, just call me angel of the morning, angel. Just touch my cheek before you leave me, oh baby. Just call me angel of the morning, angel. Then slowly turn away from me. Sun's light will be dim, so it won't matter anyhow. If morning's echo says we've sinned, well, it was what I wanted now. And if we're victims of the night, I won't be blinded by the light. Just call me angel of the morning, angel. Just touch my cheek before you leave me, oh baby. Just call me angel of the morning, angel. Then slowly turn away. I won't beg you to stay with me. Through the tears of the pain of the years, oh baby.
Holy vocoder, Batman. Those are the Platinum Pied Pipers and their cover of The Look of Love, which was originally released by Britt Bacharach and Hal David. Of course, Dusty Springfield did great early vocals on that. The version in 1968 that was popular on the charts on this day was by Sergio Mendes and Brazil 66. And it stayed on the charts for 14 weeks and got as high as number 4. Before it started going back down. Before that, Angel of the Morning by the Pretenders. Now, if I remember correctly, and you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, this version you heard was by the full band, of Pretenders. But didn't Chrissy Hynde actually perform this song on Friends when she and Phoebe were competing for who was going to be the house musician at Central Perk? I think it was. I could be wrong, but for some reason I think I'm remembering Chrissy Hynde covering Angel of the Morning on the show. Evie Sands did it originally. Of course, Juice Newton had a big hit with it in the 80s, but the version 1968 was by Merrilee Rush and the Turnabouts. That was the big version in June 1968. And the version you heard there you can find on the Pretenders box set Pirate Radio 1975 to 2005. A really, really good box set, which you should check out. At the start of the set, You heard Delilah, originally by Tom Jones, covered there by the Leningrad Cowboys from their album Happy Together, which as far as I know you can only find as an import, but is worth picking up because it is that same over-the-top Russian style on all the songs on there. And by far, Delilah is not the cheesiest song you're going to hear on this episode of Coverville today, but we'll get to that a little bit later. Before we do that, I do want to tell you about the sponsor for the first half of Coverville. It is Squarespace. Treat yourself to a brand new website with the help of Squarespace. It's a do-it-yourself site builder with everything you need to create exceptional websites. And right now, you can try it for free by going to squarespace.com, and then you can use the offer code that I'm going to tell you about in just a minute to get a 10% discount on all services from Squarespace. Now, of course, you've heard me talk about Squarespace. Well, maybe you haven't, but I've been talking about Squarespace for the last few months. And the templates are amazing. You know, the starting point templates are all fantastic, where you can start with a really, really professional look and then customize it to your own personal needs, your own personal appearance. And what I want to talk more about today is how easy it is to customize it. So maybe you're worried that, you know, you're a Luddite when it comes to computers. You don't know the escape key from the enter key, and it's gotten you into trouble many, many a time. Well, with Squarespace, you don't need to know all that stuff. It's drag and drop. You want a picture here? Fine. Drag a picture right there. Do you want e-commerce that's easy to manage, easy to use, and easy to add? Fine. Drag it in from the bar. Boom. You've now got e-commerce. It's that easy. And it's that professional with very, very little effort on your part. Check it out. It's squarespace.com. Try it for free. See what you think. And then when you're ready to buy and you're checking out, you'll see a button for an offer code. Enter the offer code COVERVILLE6, that's COVERVILLE, and the number 6, and you will get a 10% discount on all of your services. That is squarespace.com. It is everything you need to build exceptional websites. All right, so in 1968, those first songs were numbers 15, 14, and 13 on the charts, right? Now we're going to move into the top 7. By the way, do you want to know what the other ones were? All right, so starting from number 12 going to number 8, you had Cowboys to Girls by The Intruders, Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing by Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, Honey by Bobby Goldsboro. I'm blown away that I can't find a good cover of Honey. Think by Aretha Franklin, and The Rascals' A Beautiful Morning. You'd be surprised at how hard it is to find covers of those songs that either are things that I think you would enjoy as a Coverville listener, or things that I haven't played before. That Joan Osborne cover of Think, I can only play so many times on this show. Let's get to number 7 in the charts. You remember when I mentioned that Delilah wouldn't be the cheesiest song that you'd hear on today's show? No. Let's get to that right now. This is a power pop group called The Burtons, a ska pop, I want to say, ska pop group called The Burtons. And this comes from the Cherry Red Records compilation, I'll Give You My Heart, box set that came out in 2008. Here's their cover of a song that was written by Jimmy Webb but popularized by Richard Harris, who had it as the number 7 song in 1968. It is MacArthur Park.
Take it, 'cause it took so long to make it, and I'll never have that recipe head as we followed in the dance. Between the party pages and the press, still runs a fevered iron like a stroking pair of pants. My gosh, the party's melting, it's dark. Water's reaching, night's flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, cause it doesn't hold up the bacon.
Yummy, yummy.
Yes, the Wiggs with their cover of Moni Moni, a song that made it to the number one spot two times. Once with the original artist, Tommy James and the Shondells, who had a big hit with it in 1968. And also with Billy Idol, whose version I decided not to play because, come on, everybody knows the Billy Idol version. This one comes from the 2010 album File Under Pop Vocal by the Wiggs, and is, wow, two sequential songs with repeating words in the title. Yummy, 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 right before that, with Julie London doing vocals on that one from the soundtrack to 6 Feet Under, which came out in 2002. The original version, of course, done by the Ohio Express. And that set started off with MacArthur Park. Oh, the sweet green icing flowing down. The Burtons with their cover. That one you'll find on the Cherry Record Sessions, entitled I'll Give You My Heart, I'll Give You My Heart, which was released in 2008. Originally done by Jimmy Webb, but of course covered very famously by Richard Harris, who I think could talk to the animals, couldn't he? If that's the same guy, I'm pretty sure it is. Yes, of course, Richard Harris. Yes. All right. Let's get to the last set of music, and this is your 4-3-2-1 right here. The movie song, originally done by Ennio Morricone, but turned into a hit by Hugo Montenegro. I'm talking about the theme song to the film The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. How about a version right now done by the Smiths' Johnny Marr and Billy Duffy? This one comes from the 1992 collection, the Ruby Trax NME's Roaring 40. Here are Johnny Marr and Billy Duffy.
Thank you. Yes, I'm in love. Who looks at you the way I do? When you smile, I can tell. Talk. They say you think I'm fine. Yes, I'm in love. And what I do to make you mine? Tell me now, is it so? Don't let me be the last to know.
Bell, and these are the Drells, and we're going to do a little thing called the Tighten Up right now. All right, right now we're going to just, when I tell you, George, I want to hear you tighten up on the drums. Tighten up! Oh yeah, James, now let's tighten up on the bass.
I like how me and Bruce both started playing when I said tighten up on the bass.
All right, Lois, tighten up on the maracas and the tambourines.
Really wild, Lois.
And let's tighten up together, Bruce. Yeah.
What a way to round out the top seven right there. Mrs. Robinson, originally by Simon and Garfunkel, that version right there by the Lemonheads from their 1992, their big breakout album, It's a Shame About Ray. Evan Dando and the Lemonheads right there. The version that was popular in 1968 wasn't the original. It was a re-release, a re-recording of a song by Simon and Garfunkel that they did for their old friends. Live on stage. No, that can't be right. That had to be released afterwards. I think Billboard's information is bogus. I don't believe it. No, I think that actually was the... In 1968, that would have been the original Simon and Garfunkel. Oh, you can't trust anything you read on the internet. I should know that by now. The Lemonheads and Mrs. Robinson from It's a Shame About Ray. Right before that, Yola Tengo, who did such a true-to-the-original version of Tighten Up that they even introduced themselves as the original artists, Archie Bell and the Jarrells, who had a hit with that in 1968. That version comes from Yola Tengo is Murdering the Classics, which they released in 2006. This Guy's In Love With You, our second Burt Bacharach and Hal David contribution to this episode. That version right there was by Fastball and was included on the 1997 compilation Lounge-a-Palooza, which if you don't have it, it's something you need to pick up. You've got Flea on there. You've got Black Hole Sun by Steve and Edie. Yeah. Not Eden, Stevie. And then right before that, you heard Johnny Marr from The Smiths and The, and Billy Duffy from The Cult, the guitarist from The Cult, with their cover of The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly, of course, from the Clint Eastwood film. That version comes from the 1992 compilation Ruby Tracks, The NME's Roaring 40, which was a multi-disc set that is also another cover album worth picking up if you're a cover fan. But with that, all good things must come to an end, and now we get to number one. After that, there's nothing to do but, is play the other thing to end the show. Thank you so much for tuning in. You can get in touch with me if you have a request, an idea, suggestion, whatever. Email me, requests@coverville.com. That's requests@coverville.com. You can also call the request line. That number is 1-877-7-COVER-9. That's toll free. Call, leave a message, and make it interesting. I'll play it on the show. That's 1-877-7-COVER-9. Of course, for everything else you want, coverville.com is your place to go. You can go there, buy DVDs, sign up to be a Coverville citizen, download every show that has ever been released and recorded by me. Everything you need is all right there. Make sure to support the sponsors for Coverville this time, squarespace.com, and don't forget to use that coupon code COVERVILLE6 to get your order for 10% off from squarespace.com. We'll be back on Thursday with a cover story edition. Right now, I'm thinking that in honor of Prince's 55th birthday, it is going to be the fourth edition of the Prince cover story, making him one of the most cover storied artists on Coverville, probably second to Bob Dylan and the Beatles. The Prince cover story potentially on Thursday, so stick around for that. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. Coverville's a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com, where you hear podcasts so good, they'll always be your number one.
About this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.